Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special guest, Peg Donahue, who is a feng shui practitioner, author, and faculty member. She's here to talk with us about your energy or your money. Next week, on July 27th, my guest will be an experienced shaman who specializes in energy clearings and ascension activations. Dwayne Hinkle will be here to talk with us about it's time to clear out and activate. And I also want to remind listeners that there will not be a What's Up in the Heavens again until probably August 24th. And there won't be a written What's Up in the Heavens either. I'm away clearing out my mother's home and preparing to sell it, so I'm interviewing guests during this period. If you need to learn about the cycles while I'm gone, you can go to my site at askmadeline.com to order my Good Timing newsletters. You'll get all the cycle info well in advance. My site again is askmadeline.com, and just look for the link to the Good Timing newsletters. Now, before I introduce my guest, I want to announce a new program for those of you who want to thrive. This program is Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity. Your energy is the foundation of your prosperity, and once you're aware of what strengthens and depletes it, you can make daily choices that increase your prosperity. So participate in this six-week energy inventory to learn which aspects of your daily life enhance your energy and prosperity. You'll also discover what pushes it away, and a weekly checklist for monitoring the theme of the week will be provided. Now, this program has a 26% early bird discount when you register between now and August 17th. However, if you register between now and Friday, August 3rd, you'll get two special bonuses. The first one is a free MP3 of How to Use the Good Timing Guide, a two-hour class that fully describes how to use the guide. And the second bonus is a $15 discount on Peg Donahue's recent Deep Ancestral Patterns release. So you can release old family patterns that negatively impact your prosperity. And when you register for the Take an Energy Inventory program, you'll be able to purchase Peg's Ancestral Release for just $20. Now, the Take an Energy Inventory program starts September 12th and lasts for six Wednesdays through October 17th. To learn more or to register, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And now I want to introduce my special guest. Margaret Donahue is a feng shui and building biology environmental consultant, a prosperity coach, an emotional freedom and healing facilitator, adjunct college instructor, and author. She's been studying prosperity principles and teaching prosperity for more than 10 years. And Peg co-authored Dorm Room Feng Shui in 2005, and her new ebook, 365 Affirmations for Prosperity, is available through Amazon.com. Her consulting business is Feng Shui Connections in Windham, New Hampshire, and she earned her BA at Georgetown University and has an MBA from Boston University. And prior to 2000, she spent more than 20 years in high-ranking positions in corporate America. Peg understands our old ways of working and embraces the shift to a sustainable economy. She's a lifelong practitioner of prosperity principles and enjoys empowering people to bring success and joy to the workplace through the work you truly love. So welcome, Peg. I'm so glad to have you back on my show.
Thank you, Madeline. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, great. Well, first, how about telling our listeners, how did you get involved with energy and prosperity? That's quite a path from corporate America.
It is, and to be candid with you, I've always been interested in people and their patterns for as long as I can remember. So after I left a corporate career in 2000, I studied feng shui, which is all about how one's environment mirrors what's going on inside of you. And my feng shui studies led me to study energy and consciousness. And I discovered that although many people may not realize it, we really do set our attraction patterns. So your outer environment and your inner world reflect the patterns that permeate your life.
Boy, if that isn't true, I don't know what is. So how is our energy related to our prosperity?
Well, it turns out that everything is energy. Everything is made up of vibrations, and everything carries an energetic frequency. So that means that money and prosperity also carry an energetic frequency. And we attract people, circumstances, and events to our lives based on the quality of our energy. And the quality of your energy relates to the quality and flow of your money. And the foundation for all prosperity, it turns out to be taking excellent care of yourself. When you raise your personal frequency or your personal vibration, you also raise the frequency or vibration of your money. So the better you feel and the healthier you are, the easier it is to align your energy with the frequency of prosperity.
So can you give some specific examples of how our energy impacts our money?
Absolutely. Sleep and food are really good examples. A good night's sleep on a regular basis and a healthy and well-balanced diet really contribute to vibrant health and clear, coherent, and abundant energy. So vibrant health, in turn, attracts high quality and like or similar circumstances to your life. Things move right along and obstacles are more easily resolved. And just the opposite happens when your energy is depleted from a lack of sleep or low-quality food. Turns out you push money and prosperity away from yourself. And many people may not recognize how this happens, but it could come in the form of extra expenses, a job slipping through the cracks, computer problems, major repairs that might be needed with your car or your house. It might look like relationship troubles or things in general not going your way.
So yeah, the refrigerator breaks.
What's that?
The refrigerator breaks.
Yeah, the refrigerator breaks. And here we are in Mercury retrograde. So lots of communications and breakdowns happen during this three-week period.
Right.
So taking the time to put yourself first and taking proper care of yourself really pays dividends in the form of money and prosperity coming to you more easily.
So it sounds like you're suggesting that the universe will pay us to exercise. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Or to eat right or sleep right. Or
and, you know, that's exactly what the universe did for me this morning. For the past couple of weeks, I have put others ahead of myself. This summer, we've had a series of visitors and house guests. We went through the 4th of July holiday, and we have a young puppy visiting for about a month. And so lots of other things have come first. So last night, I deliberately went to bed early, and then this morning I got up around 6 a.m. and I decided I was putting myself first. So I began by kayaking on our lake for about an hour and a half. Then I went for a swim. I did a meditation. I took a long shower. I had some breakfast. So I settled down about 10 o'clock, ready to move on with my day. And that was, you know, about 4 hours later. But I
right.
know putting myself first will help and really is helping the rest of my day to unfold more easily so that subsequent activities are really requiring less time. So rather
yeah.
than allow my exercise to slip until the end of the day, which I often do, I made it a priority this morning. And I'm really glad I did because no sooner had I stopped than we had a rain shower and some thunderstorms moving right in.
Wow.
So exercise and energy and prosperity are definitely related. Exercise brings oxygen, which is a vital life force to ourselves. It It gets our blood moving. And regular movement strengthens your organs, your muscles, your bones. It circulates your blood. It also clears your mind, among other things. So exercise is energizing. It raises your vibration and ultimately brings you more money. Because when your vibration is high, you align yourself with the frequency of prosperity.
And yes, absolutely. And I'd kind of like to go back and talk about sleep and food a little bit more along these same lines, because I used to be in a pattern of just trying to get one more thing done at night, and it's easy to get into sleep deprivation mode when you do this pattern for any length of time. So
that's correct. Yep.
So one of the things I discovered was that, boy, if I would just go to bed at the right time, you know, the next day I would feel so much better. My productivity would increase by at least 20%.
And there you go. That's a key to it. Your productivity increases. You feel better.
Yeah.
And obstacles, they just are resolved more easily, or solutions come to you. Connections and lots of synchronicity pops into your day. And these are the types of things that we may not notice, but they're there.
And I think the food situation is also very critical, because now there are actually quite a few people who have allergies to foods. And they may actually be unnoticed, but if you're monitoring your intake of your food, even for a week, you will start to notice if there's a connection between how you're feeling and what you're eating.
Right.
And especially now, there are higher levels of gluten in the breads and things of that, and so many people have become allergic to breads and gluten and things of that sort, or dairy. It's much more common now than it was. In fact, I honestly don't think when I was a kid that I ever heard of anybody being allergic to bread or, you know, wheat or milk or anything until I was probably in my 20s. But now it's quite common. So, and I see we're about to run out of time here. So, listeners, do your relationships impact your prosperity? And if so, when we come back from this short break, Peg Donahue will have the answer for you. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. My guest today is Peg Donahue, who is a feng shui practitioner, author, and faculty member. She's here to talk to us about your energy or your money. So, Peg, the next topic I'd like to discuss is this. How do relationships impact our money and prosperity?
Oh, that's a great topic, Madeline. They impact our money and prosperity in big ways. So think about the important relationships in your life and consider whether or not you feel supported by them or if they're draining your energy. When we're in healthy and positive relationships, our money increases and our prosperity expands. And this includes all relationships, not just your spouse or your significant other. It includes family, friends, neighbors, colleagues, and all work relationships. When relationships are negative, strained, or stressed, or even absent, you're pushing money and prosperity away from you because your energy is less than optimal. You may feel unsupported, depleted, worn out, angry, frustrated, and all of these feelings contribute to a downward spiral of energy. And, you know, there's a tipping point of 3-1 when it comes to the balance of positive and negative circumstances and situations. And Barbara Fredrickson talked about this in her book, Positivity, when it came out a few years ago. So when it comes to relationships, spending 3 times as much time and energy on positive and uplifting relationships compared to any that drag your energy down will contribute to more money and more prosperity coming your way.
Yes, I love that book. It was a terrific bunch of research that she did and put out there.
Yes,
and it's interesting because when I do astrological relationship consultations, it always turns out that a challenging relationship comes with less money. And it makes sense because when you're in challenging energy, money is running away. And it also shows, turns out that when people are in passionate relationships, they always report an increase in income and wealth. So it's very interesting.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, are there other factors that impact your energy and your prosperity?
Well, mental and spiritual factors also influence our energy. So if your energy is weighed down by heavy or negative thoughts, a lot of worry or anxiety, feelings that you're not on the right path or you may never get there, if you don't have a connection with nature or you know, any sort of purpose, you know, for being here, then all of this can contribute to pushing your money and prosperity away from yourself. Whenever your energy is less than optimal, you are pushing money and prosperity away. You're actually inviting more challenging circumstances and situations into your life. And these factors are tightly connected. So if you are finding this a challenge to believe, just begin by noticing the patterns in your life as well as the lives of all those around you. Just observe for a while and take note. In a sense, do your own energy inventory. And remember, the tipping point is 3-1. So aim to have at least 3 times as many positive and uplifting experiences each day compared to negative or downward spiraling events or interactions. In fact, what you might do is just do a log for a day And note, just make a little hash mark for each of the interactions that you have and put it in a column of positive or negative. And just see, you know, how your day ends up and how you feel. And also, over time, track that pattern and how it correlates to your prosperity.
Exactly. And another thing that I have noticed is if you're not getting a lot of negative information from either the news or television or magazines or internet, then your mental status stays a lot better than
right.
what it can when it gets bombarded on a regular basis with negative news. So
right.
that's another great thing to track.
It also depends on your reaction to negative news. The news can be negative, and you can observe it in a neutral way so that it
yes, that's true. Absolutely.
I think that's what I end up doing a lot, just really listening to the news and just noting what's happening, but not being drawn into it. Not, you know,
right.
the woe is me, the sky is falling.
Right. being
right.
the witness.
just observe it without reacting to it.
Right.
So a big part of this, I think, revolves around letting go of judgment.
Right.
All day long, I think we often tend to judge things. You know, that
absolutely,
really
I agree
bad
with that.
Or in bad
there's a lot of that going on a daily basis.
Right. Right. So just observing what's happening versus getting drawn into it can make a big difference.
Well, now, we're offering a new teleprogram beginning September 12th, the Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity. And in light of what we've discussed, how can listeners benefit by taking this program?
Well, every participant in the program will benefit by focusing on one of six energy patterns each week. So during the 6 weeks, we'll spend a week noticing patterns that are associated with sleep, food, exercise, emotional patterns in relationships, mental patterns in relationships, and spiritual patterns. So each participant is going to be provided with an easy-to-use checklist for monitoring the theme of the week. And you'll learn which aspects of your daily life enhance your energy and prosperity, as well as discovering what aspects push it away. So there'll be time in class to share your feelings and discuss best practices, and each participant will also receive a series of tips for shifting. Because when you're aware of what strengthens and depletes your energy, it becomes easier to make daily choices to increase your prosperity. It's all about
absolutely. Energy. And to learn more about this particular program, you can go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And at the top left of the homepage, there's a link to this program. And just a reminder that if you register between now and August 3rd, you can get two bonuses. Or you can also call our office at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. Now, I want to ask you a few more questions about, because right now we have people who are quite overwhelmed by some of the intense energies that are occurring, especially right now. And so I'd like to ask you, what do you suggest for people to get back on track if they're either feeling overwhelmed or anxious or stressed at this time? What do you
what
recommend
I
for people?
What I suggest is taking a breather, what I would term as pause. Just pause, take a time out, take a breather. There's a new book that recently came out. It's called Wait. I don't have the author at hand, but I heard it reviewed on NPR last week. And the whole concept about it is people who are the best at what they do, studies have shown that they pause. It might be what appears to be a short procrastination, and the author was talking about, say, ball players, some of the best baseball players, when you go back to the films of you know, when they're at bat, they'll actually take a pause before they'll think, stop and think, before they swing the bat. And it's
nice.
Like a microsecond. And so these are not long drawn out pauses, but enough time to stop, think, wait, stop, wait, and think really, and then react.
Take a deep breath.
That's the simplest thing to remember. Take a deep breath. In fact, that's always a good response when you're in any tense or tight situation. Before just automatically replying, just stop. Take a deep breath. Take a couple of deep breaths if it's really tense. And just allow your body to slow down and allow your body to catch up. Because science has shown that it's really our feelings that are driving our brain. So even though you might feel that, oh, I have to be happy all the time, even if you're using positive words but you're not feeling that way, it's your feelings that are driving your attractive patterns. So just slow
and
down.
You can't lie to the universe.
You cannot lie to the universe.
It knows what you're feeling because it's all frequency, all vibration that's going out, and it's
right.
You know, there's
and
no way to get around
that.
No way to pretend.
Time, do a daily meditation. Getting in the practice of doing a daily meditation for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes really can make a big, big difference.
It really clears your mind. It really refocuses you in a completely different way after you get to that still point.
Right.
And it's just completely helpful in so many, many ways.
Right. And Madeline, in many of the classes that we teach together, we teach participants the process of workshopping, which is really visualizing the end result, the outcome.
Yes, exactly.
What have happened.
Yes, having already been provided.
Yes.
So exactly. Well, now I'm watching our time, and I want to ask you how people can find out how to contact you for any feng shui consultations or emotional freedom and healing releases or coaching sessions.
They can contact me directly through my website, which is www.fengshuiconnections.com, and that is spelled F as in Frank, E-N-G, S. HUICONNECTIONS.com. www.fengshuiconnections.com. And you can also reach me by phone at my office number 603-537-9954. That's 603-537-9954.
And thank you, Peg, for joining me on the show today. Now, listeners, join me again next Friday, July 27th, when my guest will be shaman and ascension activator Dwayne Hinkle, who will be here to talk about it's time to clear out and activate. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. And remember, while you're there, to check out the new program, Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity, and the early bird discount and all the bonuses. And you can also call us at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.